All right, we're going to keep on rolling. We have now been joined by Chris Buescher, driver of the number 17 RFK Racing Ford. We're going to go ahead and go right into questions, and we'll start with Cameron.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. Chris, given last spring's finish here, is it hard not to dwell on what the what-ifs and what could have been there? Or is it more so, hey, we have the speed here, we know what we can do, and so it's just move on from there?
Yeah, no, it's not hard to move past it. Y'all try very hard not to let us. I swear that clip pops up every couple minutes right now. But you know what? At the end of the day, yes, we were fast. We've been really quick at mile and a half at RFK in general. Texas last week was a really strong showing for us. Really for all our cars, we all had our own issues on the day, but ultimately, you know, that gives us a lot of confidence coming back to Kansas on top of last year's performance. So yeah, I mean, we look at this one, you know, we don't certainly don't dwell on that, and look at this one as an excellent opportunity to go win another race, right? So yeah, I mean, for us, we put in a lot of effort for this mile and a half, knowing we have a handful coming up, and again, just kind of more bleeding on last week versus last year and the speed we had there and what I feel like our potential is right now.
We'll come up to Caleb.
Caleb Vessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. How much do drivers pay attention to the criticism of the next-gen car at certain racetracks, the way the racing is? How much do they pay attention to that?
It's probably a hard one to answer because, you know, we all have our own you know, own thoughts on what we could do to make something better, what we could do to make our own cars better week to week. You know what? I would say that I'm not on social media very much to kind of listen to a lot of that. And I would say that if you got off of social media and listened a little bit more in person, that you overall have a lot more positive interaction with fans, the fans that are actually at these races and are enjoying the entire weekend. We have races that are not going to be the most exciting thing you've ever seen, and that's okay. You know, not every week can be the best week ever. It's just not sustainable at that rate, right? So, you know, again, there's certainly times where we feel like we could be a little bit better and put on a little better show, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of racing at these racetracks that you just can't always see. You know, through a computer screen or you know, on TV. Sometimes you do have to get here in person and see that there's action all around a racetrack. And, you know, for us, I think that we see that a lot of places, and I think there's been some really excellent racing at a lot of different styles of racetracks through the last several years with the next-gen car. So, yeah, I guess there's two sides to it for sure. There's been a lot of great racing, and there's been a lot of racing that's not been near as good as we would like it to be. But I can't say I have the answers to fix that, and I don't know that you know, any comments that come through you know, from online and from some of the call-ins. I'd say when you get here and you're live and in person, that overwhelmingly it's a much better conversation about just our sport in general and how much fun it really is to be here and be a part of our weekends.
So would you consider the next couple of races that we'll have? We'll have Kansas this weekend, the 600 in a couple of weeks, Michigan, Nashville. Would you consider that maybe a bit of fresh air compared to the past couple of races that we've had?
Kind of wild to think of mile and a half is fresh air, right? That was the complaint not that long ago, and now everybody wants to see mile and a half, right? So I guess that should add into it, right? Is it's cyclical in the way that it's talked about. We've had some really great mile and a half races, and Texas has been a hard one through the years, but I think it is starting to age into its own a little bit. I think that was a better product than we've had at Texas since the reconfiguration. And you know, we're kind of gotten to the point where the PJ one is worn off to you know, just a little bit of residual left, and you know, we've had some good battles. Some you know, dirty air is always going to have an effect in racing. The way it was put to me when I was really young is people told us legends car racing, aero didn't matter. right? And I was told, take a license plate, hold it out the window in a school zone, right? 20 mile an hour in a school zone, hold a license plate out the window and tell me that's not going to pull your arm back over the opening. Aero matters everywhere, no matter what speed we're running. But you go 190 miles an hour and dirty air is going to have a massive effect. There's nothing we can do about that ultimately. Try and hedge it the best we can. So that being said, Texas has been tougher on the dirty air front, but a lot of these racetracks, we've been able to have multiple lanes. Kansas is a great example. We have lines here. We are going to cover the white line on the bottom to the fence, and some of us are going to try and move the fence wider, and that's not going to work either. But the racetracks that are aging into to some wider grooves, better racing, a little bit more character to them, are creating some really fantastic racing. And I think that's it's certainly the highlight. When we look at the tracks coming up, you have Charlotte has a lot of movement throughout it. Michigan's a little bit on the narrow side still. I don't know how that place hasn't aged more, through the years and just through some harsh winters and everything up there. Because the roads outside the place are pretty rough, so I don't know how the Michigan asphalt stays so good, but it still created good racing, right? We've had some good moments there. Maybe I'm a little biased on that one, but. Yeah, we have some really good tracks coming up that I think we're going to continue to see some really fantastic racing.
We'll go to the back right.
Tim Kettle, Family Motor Racing Network. Chris, I want to look ahead to the All-Star race, and I'm curious if I can get your thoughts on the format. There's a promoter's caution that's in there as well. I believe the race is also 50 laps longer than it was last year. So I want to get your just general thoughts on what you expect next week.
Man, I haven't gotten that far. make a point not to drive off the hood pin on the racetrack, but my week to week, I kind of do. So that's a little ways out. Think about the format we got coming, knowing we're going to have a caution in there at some point that we won't be able to predict. I mean, it's not that much different than stages, right? We know we're going to have cautions at some point. We know exactly when they are for all of our other races, but I don't think that it's ultimately going to change a whole lot, just given the tires, new asphalt, and what the race looked like last year. The groove did move around a lot, which I was pretty stoked about because we don't typically get that with new asphalt, so that was solid. Yeah, I don't know what that unknown caution may look like. They could have done it and said it was debris anyway. So, I mean, it's just calling us something different now, but, giving us a heads up on a debris caution ultimately, which is fine. That's, going to bunch back up and make some chaos there at the end. So, at the end of the day, it's an opportunity to do something different for our sport when there's not points on the line. There's a dollar or two on the line, and I think all the teams are well aware of that. So we approach it pretty much the same as any other weekend, right? It's figuring out how to win. No format change, no points versus not really change the mentality as you head in, with maybe a little exception towards the end and knowing that third place and last place are about the same ultimately. So, take a chance, try and figure out how to win a race. There is certainly that opportunity late, but all of our approach to the weekend will look basically the exact same.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you for coming in and joining us, and good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it very much. Y'all have fun. Who got the poll?
Garcia.
And just a reminder for everyone in here, we will have the top 25 bullpen. It will be in the, most of you know it as the driver's meeting room. We will have that pre-practice, and then post-qualifying, we will move to the deadline room.